Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We already have watermelons without seeds, and after an approval last Friday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, get ready for a new genetically engineered apple that doesn't turn brown after you cut it. The apples will be marketed as Arctic Granny and Arctic Golden. They were created by Okanagan Specialty Fruits, which is based in Summerland, British Columbia in Canada. Neil Carter is the president of Okanagan. He's with us from Summerland. Neil, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, why did you decide to develop this fruit? Have apples turning brown really been that big of a problem?
Well, it is, you know, and I think that this is something that a lot of people don't quite understand, is the an apple going brown is a big drag on the apple industry and keeps apples out of a lot of markets. And we've, you know, seen explosive growth in the fresh cut produce industry. You know, this is your ready-to-eat salads and sliced and diced vegetables and such. And lots of fruits are involved in that, but not apples. And that's because of the enzymatic browning. And I won't say apples aren't involved at all, because there are some, and those products are treated with an antioxidant. And that product, the antioxidant, is expensive, and it also creates small flavoring. So with the Arctic apple, the idea is that we're going to be able to get the apples into more places and create opportunity to increase apple demand and consumption. And, you know, it's a nice, healthy product. We think that that's really exciting.
And how does it work? How do you make an apple that doesn't brown?
Yeah, this is the complicated part, because we do use genetic engineering. We're taking the apple enzyme that creates the browning reaction. It's called polyphenol oxidase. And we are reinserting that into the DNA of the apple in a configuration that makes that gene fold back on itself. And when that happens, it stops the protein from being made.
Well, and as you know, there are many people out there who are against not just these, but all GMOs. There's been criticism of these. Lisa Archer of the group Friends of the Earth said in a statement that consumers, apple growers, and companies don't even want this, quote, unnecessary new GMO. The Northwest Horticultural Council opposes the new apples and are worried that the GMO apples are going to ruin the wholesome image of all apples. How do you respond to that kind of criticism?
Well, yeah, these are the challenges we face. And, you know, as an apple grower, we certainly don't want to disrupt the apple business. We see it much more as a huge opportunity to expand the apple market by 100%. So I just think that these folks who are the detractors, they don't get it. They don't quite understand what this opportunity is and what this product is and how it's a game changer. And at the same time, they have to have more confidence in the regulatory environment, because apple is the most tested and the safest apple on the planet.
Well, but there are concerns that the industry may be a little too closely tied with the regulation of GMOs across the board.
Well, not our industry, that's for sure. You know, I can't speak for that. That to me, it's we've had, you know, 5 years of experience with regulatory agencies in Canada, the United States, and seen absolutely no evidence of that. And the scientists and the people, you know, literally all the people doing the review, the science review of our product, are all, you know, PhD level folks who are very, very, very skilled in doing these assessments. And the data that they ask for is, you know, comprehensive and enormously challenging to deliver. You know, what we see is a very tough regulatory oversight obligation that we've navigated for 5 years and finally managed to accomplish with the USDA.
So, as you know, there's a debate in this country about whether to require labeling of genetically modified foods. And some stores like Whole Foods have already committed to labeling these genetically modified foods in the next few years. Are you concerned that a GMO label would hurt the sales of your apple?
No, not really. I think at this point, pretty much everybody who's buying apples and sees the Arctic name knows that this is this GMO apple. We don't hide behind it. You know, we want to use the best tools in the breeder's toolbox to do the work and create exciting new products. And if that includes, you know, biotechnology and genetic engineering, we don't think that these should be not used because a certain small vocal subset thinks that this is, you know, bad.
After you spend the time developing something like this, how do you make sure that others don't just take that apple and produce it themselves, and you're not getting the credit everywhere it's sold.
Yeah, there's some challenge around that, and you know, we have some patents around the process, the utility patent on the how we did it, and the actual gene itself is patented by the Australian government, polyphenoxidase, and we have a license on that. So there's a number of patents that help you protect things. But then there's, you know, you've got the whole question of can you police that, and that's a challenge. So I think it's through working with you know, folks that we know and have got to know over the years and trust, and building a network of sort of stewardship and trust there, and that's about all we can do.
So any other fruits in the pipeline that are going to do things like not brown?
Well, we have actually nothing that looks like it's not brown, because but we're working on scald resistance in Granny Smith. And this is about 30% of Granny Smiths get thrown away because of storage scald. And so we're looking at a gene that impedes scald, you know, or infers scald resistance. And so they wouldn't break down in storage. But we're working on other things, agronomic traits. They're looking at you know, fire blight resistance and other benefits to the grower to make apples more environmentally friendly to produce. And then we're also looking at other crops too. But we really anticipate the next few years we'll be pretty occupied with the Arctic program and getting more Arctic varieties completed, such as now we're working on Arctic Galas and Arctic Fujis. And as time allows, we'll be expanding that into other varieties as well.
Neil Carter, the president of Okanagan Specialty Fruits, which is hoping to start selling this genetically modified apple that does not brown sometime next year. Neil Carter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.